Today's Living Your Yoga is about my morning routine. Hi, I'm Melissa, and welcome to Living Your Yoga. We're out here on a super crisp morning to talk about my morning routine. And as I mentioned in one of my previous vlog posts, one of my favorite books of 2016 was Hal Elrod's Morning Miracle Book. I've always had a morning routine, and this book helped me to refine my morning routine. And during episode 300, somebody asked me to talk about a typical day, and I might still do that, although I would say that hardly any day is typical for me. But my mornings are really set. I have a real morning routine. So I wake up every morning, 7 days a week, at 5:30 in the morning, and I go to the washroom. And I wash my face. I take really good care of my skin. My skincare routine is like super important to me. And some days I would like to do it every day, but if I do it too often, it kind of triggers migraines for me. Some days I do a facial massage, which really helps to keep my skin really nice. And I do exfoliating some days too. But having really nice clear skin is important to me. And it's part of the cleansing process that I go through before I come to my meditation cushion. Some days I do the tapping routine that's on our morning routine in our membership community too, and some crossover patterns as I head to the kitchen. And then I pretty much always make a lemon water, which I did a whole blog post on, I'm going to link to in our show notes, which helps to keep my body alkaline and cleansed, and also vitamin C. And there's so many health benefits to that, great for my liver. While the kettle's boiling, getting ready for that, I do drink a whole glass of water to help rehydrate me after sleeping, and I take a probiotic first thing in the morning. I tell you, my mornings are super routine. I'm really routine in the mornings. Because I suffer from migraines, and for any of you who suffer from migraines as well, I thought this might be helpful or interesting to you. And I'll link to this in the show notes as well. I wear my Cephali for 30 minutes every morning. There's two settings on that. The first setting is if you press it once, if you wake up with a headache, you press it once. If you don't have a headache, you press it twice, and then it's preventative. So this, I believe it's helping prevent headaches. Actually, I know every time I wear it, I feel better after than I did when I put it on. We got it at Costco, so we knew if it didn't work, we could return it. And it's been helping. It definitely lowers my pain level every time I wear it. So I would recommend you try it out if you suffer from migraines. I wear this, well, then I come to my altar and I sit at my altar. I write in my journal. My journal is really quite involved and lengthy. I pull an oracle card, and I check in with different parts of myself. I check in with my younger self and see what my inner child needs for the day. I check in with my inner critic most days. I write gratitude. I see what would enrich my day. I check in with how I could enrich others' days. There's a lot that I do in my journaling each day. And I journal about whatever card I've chosen from too. Once I journal, I do some yoga. Which usually in the morning includes some connective tissue practice. That's really important for me and my body. I find it gives me the most results with the least amount of effort, and I find that really helps me a lot. After I do yoga, I do shamatha meditation for 24 minutes. This is a style that I learned from my teacher here in Victoria, BC, and I've been doing it for the past year and a half. So shamatha meditation is a mindfulness based meditation. It translates as calm abiding. It's a meditation that is a focused based meditation, concentration based meditation that is designed to draw your breath into your belly, taking your attention away from thought, and focusing on storing your energy and nourishing your energy. It's said to steady and concentrate your mind, and I found it to be just life transforming, to be honest. I've been looking back on my year this year, and I can really see how it's transformed my entire life. It's been a really incredible to dedicate myself to that practice. So at that time, usually about an hour and a half has passed, and so then it's time to get my daughter up for school. So my daughter and I have breakfast together, and she leaves for school, and then I usually spend about another half an hour after that doing some reading, either for personal development or to help me with my teaching skills, whatever I'm working on for Namaste Yoga or the membership site at that time. I'm usually got quite a few books on the go to do research and such like that for as a teacher, so that's what I do. So then it's around 9 a.m. at that time, so I turn on my computer and I begin my day with the most high brain power creative projects. I usually start with writing projects at that time, and that's basically my morning routine. So I would love to hear from you. I'd love to know what your morning routine is. So you could leave that in the comments below. And if you'd like a detailed outline of my morning routine so that you can do a morning routine at home or just adjust or tweak your morning routine, you liked mine, then you can click in the show notes below and it'll take you to my webpage where you will see an opt-in box and you can receive it. Thanks for watching, and I look forward to hearing about your morning routine as well. Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.